puts it back in the five, and he goes in to score.
What's your favorite play so far, even if it didn't count?
Since you said that, you already know what play it was. The Steelers run. Yeah, they took it from me.
Would you say that play encompassed everything that Tariq Cohen is, from the heart to the desire to the athletic gifts?
In that play individually, you can see that I don't want to be tackled, and I'm going to run my hardest to try to get to the end zone. And then if I don't make the play, the next person will.
The stadium erupted.
Oh, it was too intense. I threw the ball in the stands. Should have never did that, dog. I won't do it again. I know that. It was just too crazy. It was pandemonium.
There is no question about it. You love this game.
I feel like it started, as soon as I picked up the football, playing backyard football.
Did people take you seriously, even opponents at times?
I don't think they did, because when I was really young, playing recreational football, I really wasn't good yet. Wasn't making that many plays. I was just making regular plays, like tackles, and just doing my job. But when I got into high school, started making plays off on the offensive side, I feel like I started getting people's respect.
Who inspires you?
I would have to say my mom. Growing up in a single-parent household, she really had to do everything for us, and she would take less so we could have more. So that just showed me, hard work and dedication.
You think about her every time you go out on that field?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because that's what I thought through all the way through college, to try to get to this level so that I can support her.
You're from a very small town, less than 400 people, right? One stoplight,
Yeah.
Traditional small town USA. What's that town like right now because of Tariq Cohen?
They're ecstatic, They love hearing my name, posting me every time on Facebook. I could probably eat for free anywhere out there right now. Just go out there and have a lot of fun. I will always be indebted to that, to Bun, North Carolina.
Pretty much you know everybody in that town then.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You probably know all 400.
Oh yeah, we can all be in the same building.
Tell me what it was like growing up.
Single parent household, me and my brothers around. My mom was at work most of the time, and we just had to make do, get ourselves up in the morning from time to time, and just hold down the household.
No father figure in the home. How hard was that for you?
I really didn't feel like it was hard, because I had other role models. I had my coaches, I had my cousin, he was older, and just I feel like they filled in that void.
Jordan Howard lost his father to a death years ago. It motivates him, obviously, that story. Benny Cunningham lost his father.
Yeah.
You did not have a father growing up. Is there a bond with that in mind? Have you guys discussed that between the three of you?
Yeah, I've heard Benny and Jordan talk about it. So when I heard that, really felt like that's what brings them together. I know that motivates Jordan. I see him wear his shirt before the game. I heard Benny said that when it happened to him, it really straightened him up. And want to make them do right and everything. So when I see them connect, and I feel like I connect with them also.
You're part of a very impressive rookie class. Do you guys take ownership of that, feeling like, okay, we, in a few years, could be the part of something really special here?
Myself, Mitch, and Eddie Jackson, we really all talked about it. And we were just like, we know what we want to do, and we know what we have to do to make that change.
Why do you like so many challenges?
I feel like, when you win that challenge, there's nothing better than that feeling. So I'll do anything to get to that feeling.
I'm sure if we're playing tiddlywinks here or bingo, you'd be competitive, wouldn't you?
Oh,
you have that mentality?
I don't even know what tiddlywinks is, but I'm a winner. I'm a winner.